This is Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting. Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting November 5th, 2025, 4:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. First item on the agenda, let's call the meeting to order. We will start down there with Harold, and we'll move down.
Present.
Okay.
Lynn Snow here.
Bo Hancock, present. I would like the record to reflect that we do have a quorum, but we are missing Commissioner Josh Bake and Rebecca Pittman. With that, we will move on to agenda item number two. I'm not aware of any need for a public hearing. Okay. That'll skip us to agenda item number four. We have the approval of the September 3rd, 2025 minutes. I do see a draft here. Has everyone else had a chance to see that draft? And if so, we'll entertain a motion to approve.
I shall move.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a first by Harold. We have a second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Let's go to the approval of the expenditures. This is our favorite time where Lynn walks us through some stuff. I really do appreciate it. I joke, but I'm serious.
You'll notice on the big ones, I started writing down at the bottom what the expenses were for. So I
can yeah,
so you can see them.
So you can take this, so you can do well on the pop quiz.
Yeah. So,
okay, well, with that, let's go through those expenditures and if there's anything.
I'm going through the spreadsheets. And the first one is the voucher program, an administration fee earned. I mean, it's not this month, but you know, it went. I'm not looking down here. 6,400, 90, 6,400, then 10,000, then 6,600, 66.
Yeah, they usually give us a little extra if we've spent more, like sometimes like if we spent more on an audit or something like that, they'll give us extra to make up for that.
So that's what that
yeah.
is.
You're talking about the 15,000.
I'm talking about the 10 down below, but then the 15 up above too, was that the audit? Was that include the audit?
Admin expenses, yeah, had the
okay.
Some higher okay. expenses on that.
And then, when I go through these and look at them, then on the Crown at King's Peak in the expenses in May, there was a big jump, and then it was pretty steady all the rest of the year. But
and down there at the bottom, I put the in May there was the extra expense for the audit,
on that,
which
okay.
20.
Yeah, the 2,900.
Yeah, 2,900. I'm gonna start putting that down there so we can.
Okay.
I don't have to try to figure out what it was for.
So then I see that on the next one.
Yeah.
Then. These expenses on the
metal lark?
Crown at Metal Lark Acres. I mean, our income rent due. So this is the new thing.
Yeah. And so in July we had just two tenants, and then in September we had, August we had three, and then in September we were full, so our rent should be this $7,722 ongoing now.
Okay. And expenses go up along with it.
Yep.
That's all I had.
That's good. They're full though.
Yep, they're full.
Oh, they really look nice.
Well, that's a credit to the program. And
y'all know how those work.
Those are the ones they can.
They rent for 15 years and then
they can buy up the remainder. Yeah.
Yeah, and they get a pretty big discount,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I've told you before, but when Utah Housing started that program, we built the first Crown homes in Utah and
yeah.
Roosevelt.
That's cool.
No, it's great. Great program.
Yeah.
I think housing is sorely needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good vehicle for them to get there. Well, that's...
Right.
We were expecting more, Lynn. Were those notes?
She's got these notes, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
She anticipates.
Well, well, I get up here and I get so nervous and I can't remember what they are.
You still getting nervous around us, Margaret?
Oh. I've always been a really quiet person. In fact, in high school, I didn't say a word to anybody, so I'm doing pretty good to stand up here.
Well, you're doing a great job. We appreciate it. Well, with that, we'd move to approve the expenditures of the, actually I'm looking not at the draft, but on the actual. Yeah, so we've got the August 2025, September 2025 expenditures. We have a first by Lynn.
Yep.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second by Harold. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I guess there's only three of us, so one of you guys have to trade punches on approvals. Number six, Margaret, formal actions. We've got to approval of the audit for fiscal year March 31st, 2025. There was a note that was sent to us, an email of September 17th, 25. Were there any questions of that audit for that fiscal year? I remember seeing it. I don't recall specific details.
There was no findings. There was a suggestion, which I passed on to our auditor, that they go back and change a couple things. Or not our auditor.
Your accountants.
Accountants. So there was no other findings.
Okay. Other than that, a clean bill of slate?
Yep.
And then just explain this again to
yes,
the everybody.
Yes. Let's get there, and then
okay.
I certainly will.
Which one is that we're looking at?
We need to
approve.
Approve the audit, and when we approve it, I need this one signed.
Yep. All right, so with that, which one of you two want to provide a motion to approve the audit for the fiscal year March 31st, 2025? Okay, we have first by Harold.
I'll second that.
Second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Now we're on the Payment Standards Housing Choice Voucher Program.
So every year in the fall, HUD releases the fair market rents, and then Roosevelt Housing Authority will create the payment standards according to those amounts by multiplying it by 110%. The higher the payment standard, the more it will help the participant if they don't pay as much out of pocket. This year it has gone up, so it will help the participants this year.
When you say gone up, is it gone beyond 110%?
Last year, the fair market rents were lower.
The standard increased,
yeah.
Okay, I see that.
The payment standard increased due to the fair market rents.
Okay. Well, that is good.
Yep.
So we need to approve that, right?
Yes.
And then this is the piece that we sign?
Yes, that'll be.
Okay.
Well, no, that was for the audit.
Well,
this is for the audit and goes to the state.
That one. Okay, and then we do typically have a motion to approve the new payment standards, right,
yes.
Margaret? Okay.
So moved.
Okay, we have first by Lynn.
I'll second.
We have a second by Harold. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Alrighty, there's an item here for salary review.
Yeah, you might need to wait till over here if you want, but.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Do we do that in a closed or do we do that in open, Lynn? And as go with the year end bonus.
Yeah, I think last year you closed for a minute and talked about it, and then I came back in.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion to close? Is that what we do?
Yeah, we'll have a motion to close.
I'll make a motion to close.
I'll
second. Okay, we have a first and a second to move into a closed session. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, we're officially in closed session.
So I can pause this.
I don't necessarily think we need to have you out of the room for right now, Margaret.
Okay.
There's a couple other items.
Let me just turn it off and I'll turn it back on.
Do we know, I guess my question is, do we have any idea what Roosevelt's